It's quite something to own a work painted by Holbein. But when August the Strong bought this painting in 1746, he believed it was by a very different artist, namely Leonardo da Vinci. This was thought to be Leonardo's portrait of Ludovico Sforza, Duke of Milan. Only much later did art historians realize this portrait was by Holbein, and the figure was a French diplomat. It's no coincidence this discovery dates from the 19th century. Since then, art historians began applying scientific methods to investigate artworks. They also became interested in provenance research, tracing the chains of owners of a painting before it entered a museum collection. And art experts started to study in detail painting styles, brushwork, and so on, and compare their results. In the best case, this allowed an artist to be identified even if a painting wasn't signed. Such research was greatly helped by the invention of photography in the first half of the 19th century. Thanks to photography, it became feasible to compare paintings directly, even if they were in collections hundreds of miles apart. Previously, art historians had to rely solely on their own memory and drawings or prints of works.